Always looking for pledges of the week for the classroom pledge. If you would like to get in on that, you can record your class or, you know, if you're in the PTO or you're a parent, whatever it might be, you can record some kids saying the pledge. Send it to us at pledge@jayandkevin.com. Final day to feature Mrs. Martin's first grade class at Heyburn Elementary in St. Mary's.
Man extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stay tuned to find out how the ham dog ball could change your life.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Axiom Painting.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, everybody.
Kevin, work hard, do your best, be kind, be safe. Go, Jax.
Oh, yeah. You know I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all those things during this newscast.
Wow. Yes.
Roland Cherry is the man's name.
Okay. Cherry?
He went on a trip to Southern Africa.
Ooh.
With his wife. They did this back in June. Any desire from anybody here to go to Africa? Anybody on the Friday
Absolutely.
Show?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd really? Like to go.
No.
Warren's a yes. Monty's a yes. Bruce is a no.
No.
Yeah. Steve?
And Jay, you are a yes?
Steve and I are both yeses.
Really? Okay. Well, their adventure in Africa included a guided canoe safari.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know if I want to be in a canoe.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so that's what I wanted. How brave we got.
I mean, give me like a
vehicle.
Depends
on how big that canoe is.
Yeah. I'll keep you both feet on the land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your ankle's right above
according
them.
To Roland and his wife, he said it was basically we got in a car wreck.
Oh, no.
We're in the canoe. We're going down the river, doing our own thing, checking it all out. It's all very beautiful, very cool. And
so they're
then,
by themselves, and then there's a guide in another canoe?
Guided canoe. I don't know, Jay, okay. If they're...
You know what? It might not matter. I'll sit by and listen.
Yeah.
I'll shut off my mic and listen.
As I started to ask the question, I thought, that might not be relevant. I'll wait.
Hippo. Yeah. Hippo collided with their canoe. No,
that would be the thing.
Yeah.
It's like a car crash. The impact caused the canoe to flip up in the air, throwing both passengers out into the water.
The wife was able
to swim to shore.
Who had the right of way?
I think the hippo always wins that battle, Bruce. Yeah.
But he had a dislocated shoulder.
The hippo?
And was the husband.
Oh, okay. Woo.
Oh,
and
hurts.
Struggled to swim with only one arm.
Oh, yeah.
So what did the hippo do?
That
looks like a chew toy.
Oh, no.
So he grabbed him and dragged him underwater, flipped him around a few times.
Yikes.
He said, I was like a little rag doll for that hippo.
Oh, so he said that. So that means he survived.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Monty. Yeah, I would not have done this story if it was the other way around, I promise.
Thank goodness.
He said, but the good news was...
Oh, there's good news.
When the hippo was flopping me around...
Popped his shoulder back?
Like a little rag doll... He one time tossed me really close to a boat.
Oh.
Who had other people in it.
Right.
They pulled him into the boat. He's safe.
Man, that is crazy.
And you think, man, do hippos attack? That was the first thing I thought was.
Oh, the most dangerous animals in Africa.
I think in the world. I think they have.
Yeah, it might be the world. So. Yeah.
And they can run fast, can't
they? Yeah.
The hippo was a mother protecting her calf.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In that case.
Makes sense. I mean, you got to take care of your kids, right?
Right, exactly. Oh, Roland didn't know.
He was rolling.
That's
crazy. According to nurses at the hospital in Africa, they told him, you're so lucky to be alive, as we have never, ever had a hippo attack survivor here.
Oh, wow.
Yikes. Wow.
Telling you.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going in the water.
Yeah, that would be the one caveat. It's the boat has got to be bigger than a hippo. I'm just,
I mean, that's not a bad idea. Yes, Warren.
It says here that hippos can run, now this is on land, of course,
yeah,
19 to 28 miles an hour.
Yeah, oh, how about that?
Wait, what?
How about that?
How far, though? That's the question.
Well, far enough to catch you.
Yeah. Right?
28 miles an hour, you'd have to be, yeah, okay, I got you.
And they swim real fast, too, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they're like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And how much does a hippo weigh, Warren? Does it give us the average weight of a hippo?
Well, they swim at 5 miles per hour.
Okay. Again, that seems fast.
Yeah.
And they can walk on the bottom. Also, you know, something we're not... Well, we can do for a short period of time.
Not as fast as they can.
How much do they weigh, Warren?
Checking.
Checking.
And three, by. Two,
there's
and
only a way to...
Oh, not that much. 2,200 to 9,900 pounds.
So 9,900?
From 1 to 5 tons.
Holy
smokes. Yeah, hippos range in weight from 2,200 pounds to 9,900 pounds.
Oh, I wish I had wings.
Hey, it's the happy hippo, everyone.
Hey!
Happy hippo.
Got little wings. I mean, they look cute.
Fly like a bird.
Yeah, happy hippo. He bites your leg. He throws you in the air. You dislocate your shoulder and poop your underwear.
Yeah, for doggone sure.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Uh-huh.
Back to you, Kevin.
And they make them seem so cute, don't they?
I mean, that's... Oh, look at that. Cute. Come here.
Oh, you're cute.
Dinner.
Hippo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, there you go. You've been warned. If any of you guys end up going to Africa,
yeah,
skip canoe day.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Like, you're looking through your itinerary. Oh, let's see, safari. Let's see, Jeep ride.
Canoe on the Nile. I think I'm out.
Canoe day.
I think we'll skip canoe day.
I think we're going to stay back at the resort on that day. But thanks for offering.
I have a bit of a tummy ache today.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When he gets in, I automatically turn on
I've
the
done that too.
Cedar.
The heat
just,
cedar?
Yeah, I call it the heat seater.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
Kevin James.
I remember turning one on in the back seat one time for someone thinking I was doing them a favor, and they said, God, I thought I peed my pants.
I know that. I was just going to say that. That's what it feels like. Ooh, I don't like it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, guys, how's everybody doing? Everybody feeling
good?
Okay?
Real good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
My shoulder hurts a little.
I drank too much coffee already.
You drank too much coffee, Bruce? Yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh, great. Just had a chocolate maple bar.
Oh, yeah.
You got that
actual? Chocolate maple bar is hilarious.
I know it.
What would that be? A Long John?
Choco bar.
What is that, though? What are they called?
I don't know.
It's like a Long John, right?
Must be.
Yeah.
I mean, apple pear, I'm good.
Yeah, it seems right, Kev? Chocolate maple bar is hilarious.
Well, everybody knows what it is.
I know. That's the funny thing is you understand
understand
what he meant.
Do we? Well, most everybody.
Yes. Sorry, Steve. Didn't mean to leave you out of that one.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. Let's play a little round of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Steve, you want to read them?
Oh, boy. And he wrote them?
Yeah, he has an interesting view
from
of the world.
From the beginning. I mean, he didn't like pull him off of a hood. Would you rather show?
I think he just brainstorming.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go with this.
Well, combination of things.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. All right, here's one. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or marshmallows for your teeth?
That's funny. I find that very funny.
I mean, spaghetti. I'm
all the way in on spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti for sure. But Bruce, you don't have a lot of either, maybe. I don't know.
Well, true. So. But I'd rather have the teeth. So.
So you want spaghetti?
I want spaghetti.
Yeah, I want spaghetti hair.
Yeah, because you want to be able to
chewing
eat.
With marshmallows?
No, not very well. Can I pull it? How would it go?
Never get anything chewed up?
Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, spaghetti hair makes way more sense.
Yeah, even hot beverages would melt your teeth.
Yeah. The spaghetti look nice, all of it.
Yeah.
You could go back to the 90s and fit right in.
Right, yeah, spaghetti hair. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spaghetti hair, yeah.
Okay. Isn't that what do they call that? Was it spaghetti hair?
It was big hair.
I don't think
so. No,
Early 2000s?
Nope.
I don't know what spaghetti hair is.
You mean like the Justin Timberlake look? Was that spaghetti hair? Was that what it was called?
Boy, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mop top?
Oh, mop top.
Spaghetti hair.
That was the Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, they are showing some images that did come up. You know what it looks like?
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Good. You brother.
Hello.
Kind of looks like a chocolate maple bar. I don't know.
There it is. Hey-o. Mm. Don't know what that is, Jay.
I don't either.
Yeah, what does that look like?
Spaghetti hair. All right, Steve.
How about this one? Would you rather have a robot helper or a spaceship?
Ooh. Golly sakes.
Wow, Warren, you like space.
I'll answer this right away.
I do. Oh,
Kevin, what do you want? You want a helper, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, I already know. I have. This is one of the favorite games we do here. I'll ask Amelia to come over. I'll be like, come here. And she's like, oh, Papa, do you need the robot? And I'm like, yep.
Love it.
So she'll come over and I'll go like, I'll push little buttons on her chest and I'll be like, boop, boop, boop. Okay, we need to have... Go get Papa a cup of ice and go. And then she does beep, boop, boop.
Oh,
she
funny.
Does all the hand motions.
This is genius grandfathering.
She'll go to good. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. You turn it into a great game.
That's awesome.
And they'll get you just about anything. If I ask her just to get me ice, she'd be like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use it for cleaning up. You can use it for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know about a spaceship. It might be cool, but there's not much better than a robot helper.
Warren, I feel like you might be the only one on the fence here. Which one do you want?
Yeah, I am, because I, with a robot, if it was big and strong, I could help me with a lot of things around the place. But I do have a tractor. Like, you know, we all have tractors. Yeah. So
it's like a robot.
Well, I guess I'll go with a spaceship.
You're going to go spaceship. Okay, all right. Yeah.
There could be a robot helper on the spaceship.
Ooh.
I know, I thought of that, Steve.
R2-D2 or something.
Yeah.
C-3PO. What do you got? Bruce,
I want the robot helper.
You want the robot?
Oh yeah,
Monty, you want the robot, don't you?
Oh, well,
I mean,
see,
you got a lot of property.
Yes, and that's 100% on the decision making process.
Right.
You could the spaceship would be cool. I'll give you that, but only for a little while. And then you're like, okay, how many light years is it to?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get the robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean the lifting part and the if you could teach it to, you know, make a building, you go.
Right, yeah, go do that. Yeah,
I'll be in here if you need me.
Taking a robot. Robot for me.
Would you rather?
Back to you, Steve.
Pull
Steve's
those
created
weeds.
Some. Yeah, right.
Pull those weeds.
Yeah, mow the grass. Yeah. Wow, all that stuff. Get up on the roof.
Right? Just that alone right there.
Put up the Christmas lights.
Put
come
up the Christmas lights.
I'm not going up there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just once a year you need the robot helper.
Well.
Oh, no.
Once a day, probably.
Once a day. Okay. That's fair. How about this one? Would you rather meet your favorite celebrity or win $1,000?
Ooh. Well, that's an easy one for me. What do you got, Warren?
I'd probably go with $1,000.
Take the money and run. Brewster. Yeah. Who's your celebrity, Warren?
Yeah.
I mean, is there anybody that you think, man, he'd be cool to meet?
Well, he's gone now.
So no.
Is the hag.
So there's the girl.
Haggard.
Yeah.
No wonder you took the money. Bruce, you want to meet somebody? You want money?
Well, that's a tough one.
He already met his favorite. It's in a store. Well,
Kevin Costner?
He was kind of. Yeah, I liked him.
Well, you've met Jane Kevin. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, wow. Yeah, that's worth about 10 cents.
Yeah, I better take the money.
You better take the grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, because $1,000 isn't a ton of money, so you're like, well, you know what? It might be worth it. What do you got?
Oh, I'm taking the money.
Taking the money?
Yeah, like, I mean, Bob Hope. I met Bob Hope. Where
doesn't
go anywhere else from there.
That's a pretty big one, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a very nice flex. You guys, we should give him a round of applause.
Yes.
Name dropping.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono and Bob Hope?
Yes.
At the same time?
Year. All in the same year. No, not the same time.
Okay. Wow. I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Thank you, Warren. Kevin?
First of all, winning $1,000, cool. Not even a hand-paid jackpot. It's not even, you know what I mean? Like, if I said, I'd rather take $1,000, then I'd be a liar the amount of times that I've blown that opportunity.
Right.
Uh-huh. See, so it's like, 1,000, I don't think is going to be enough to get me going. Now, the problem is, I can't think who my favorite celebrity would be.
That's true.
Right now, where I go, okay, I mean, I really love Eric Church, right? Love Eric Church music forever.
Sure.
Okay, is it
but
me?
I've met Eric Church. I've had a chance to like sit backstage and talk to him. So it's like, I don't know.
Rob Lowe?
Let me ask you a question on this. Is it just meet, say hello, shake a hand, and leave, or do you get to spend a little time?
That's a good question, because if it's like a dinner...
Because then I would have to rethink that.
You might want to spend a little more time
probably with like Morgan Freeman or something.
Oh, man.
Just to sit and visit.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a meetup.
Yeah.
It's a meetup.
Okay, I like to like having dinner with somebody. And you just said somebody who I think would be fascinating, Steve, Rob Lowe. That has more stories. He's been in Hollywood since he was, you know, 13 years old or something. Mm-hmm. And that guy lived a life where he partied for a while, did all that. He's been sober now for like 30 some years, but he's, he has great stories. I feel like that would be fun. Somebody like that.
Yeah, it does change it quite a bit doing the whole, oh, you get to have dinner, you get to spend like an hour or maybe 2 hours or whatever. Now I can have, it feels more like a, you know, a relationship sort of.
Yeah.
And having said all that, give me the money.
Zero. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Monty used to be in the business. Boing, 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 boing.
Kevin James.
They have parks.
Trampoline.
Yes, sir.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What if you just ended every sentence with, huh?
I like it, huh? Huh? I like
Bruce,
it.
It's a great day out today, huh?
I like pretty it. Nice, huh?
Bruce's is the best, though.
Pretty nice, huh?
It was nice and cool this morning, huh?
Yeah. Boy, that could get annoying in about 5 seconds.
It already is, Jay. Yeah. Stop doing it.
Right. One of our coffee friends, they had a guy that would end everything with, and that.
And that?
I had, and, my, ooh. There was a, my dad had an employee that everything he ended with an and stuff on it.
And stuff.
And no, and stuff on it.
Oh, and stuff or, on it?
He would say, and stuff on it. So he'd be just talking in a normal sentence and then, and stuff on it.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
What in the world?
Right?
It was what's that supposed to mean, and stuff on it?
Right? It's exactly how it would come out.
Ooh, that is next level.
Yeah. That one's
excessive.
Yeah.
Seems excessive.
Huh? And stuff on it.
Huh? And stuff on it. Well, a lot of people will do the right, and that one drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. That one, there's actually a sports reporter on ESPN right now who's new, and you can tell she's a little bit nervous, because, you know, her job is to have an opinion, right. And she's giving her opinion, and she's wanting people to agree with her opinion, so she's always at the end of every sentence, right? Like, well, he's not playing that good, right? And then you're like, no, just say it. It's fine. We don't have to agree with you every time you say it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
The gal that was on the bus taking us on a tour of New York, she ended... I think she ended with right.
Did she?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I've got a recording of her. I have to look it up.
That's crazy.
You recorded the lady who was doing the tour?
Yeah, because I wanted to get what she was saying at the end.
Oh, you were because you were trying to make it. Oh, I see. It wasn't just because you wanted to later relive the tour.
No.
You wanted to later make fun of her.
I would like to go to upstate New York, but I had my fill of downtown, and I was there a whopping 2 hours.
Oh, downtown New York. Not your favorite.
It wasn't for you, huh, Warren?
Nuh-uh.
Nope. Give me those big old long pine trees. I'll be happy.
Did you? Was it daytime or nighttime, Warren?
Daytime.
Okay, so you didn't get
daytime.
To see. You didn't get
daytime.
Oh my
daytime.
Gosh!
It was daytime.
You didn't get to see like all the lights and the glitz and the
glamour. You know all the big they look like movie theaters on the side of the we saw where the ball drops and all that.
Oh
but
yeah.
I just it looks huge on TV and it's not. It's congested and
that's
small.
True. That is true right there. It's very. It's not as big as you think it is.
Uh-uh. I just, it's not, just not for me.
That's weird. From Deer Park to New York City, and you didn't like it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'll stick with the country. What do you think, Monty, in that?
Oh, I think it'd be great and stuff on it.
Oh, my goodness. Entertainment News brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Bruce is just shaking his head like, why do I come in here with these guys?
And Steve's got his head
read the paper.
Hands.
Chocolate maple bar.
Chocolate maple bar.
You know who's a smart man?
You, Jay.
Yeah.
Who'd that be?
Dan and Shay are smart. They won an award last night for the People's Choice Country Awards.
Like
number one duo group, whatever the I think it was duo group combo.
Yeah.
So, you know, Shay Mooney is married. Both Dan and Shay are married, and he has a pregnant wife. They already have many children, and he gets up last night.
Everybody in this category are friends of ours, and we're so grateful to be mentioned among such amazing, talented artists. This feels like such a family being here on stage. Thank you, obviously, to our wives. Hannah, I love you so much. It's rare that I get to be this close to you. We're having our fourth baby in January, and she looks amazing.
Wow.
This guy's a genius.
Yeah, this guy's a genius.
Also, you have four children. Apparently, it's not that rare that you get that close.
No. But anyway.
I would say you're right.
This guy just checked the boxes. He's like, let's see. Say that everybody in the category is talented. Check. Mm-hmm. This is great to be here. Feels like family. Pregnant wife, love you. And then at the very end, he says to his, you know, his partner there, musical partner, Dan, like, hey, I love you, buddy. I'm like, this guy just checked them all right down the list, man. Boom, that's bang, how you pow. Do. That's how you'd be able to go home that night and go, didn't make anybody mad.
Yeah.
Acceptance speech didn't make anybody mad. So, also, did you see the winners last night, Kevin, of the People's Choice Award? Did you?
A little bit. I mean, they were definitely leaning towards the newer pop stuff, like the stuff that was just really popular on the charts, it felt like.
Well, I mean, it's People's Choice, so that's kind of how they're going to do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
They're going to be definitely more of, you know, recently biased because
Dasha and Shaboozy.
Yeah.
Like those songs are winning, you know?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Morgan Wallen, Artist of the Year, male vocalist, a male artist, Luke Combs, female, Lainey. I mean, it's hard to argue with any of those.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay for group duo. New artist probably could have been somebody besides Shaboozy. Like Nate Smith's had three number ones, but you know,
right.
Shaboozy's song was across multiple genres and a long time number one. My favorite award is the Social Country Star of the Year.
Social.
Like, I guess most social media.
One.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Funnest to be around?
That's what I thought at first.
Yeah, they were just really nice.
They're just fun people. Yeah.
They're social.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen won that one. Female, obviously Dasha was a winner there. Male was Cody Johnson's Dirt Cheap. So, yeah, you can't argue with it too bad. You know, it wasn't one of those things where you go, oh, there's no way. It wasn't as bad as sometimes the ACMs or. Also, I think besides us doing the right or whatever it is at the end of the sentence, what if we did what Dasha did last night when she won?
Thank you. This year has been so insane. I'm going to start crying. I'm a Pisces.
So we just mentioned what our astrological sign is.
Well, yeah, then you know why I'm crying.
Yeah. Oh. I'm angry. I'm a Scorpio. I mean, I'll just... Monty, what are you?
Oh, I'm angry. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
I'm not angry.
Bruce, do you know what your astrological sign is?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah. I don't know what your characteristics are, but outgoing, gregarious.
I'd have to read up. I can't remember.
Yeah. Warren, what are you?
Leo.
Leo.
I'm annoying. I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I like to live in the trees. I'm a Leo.
Yeah, so you just have to, whatever you're feeling, you just end it with your astrological sign, and suddenly it's forgiven, I think.
Yeah, it's understood, I guess.
It's understood. Did you hear the Lady A cover song from last night, Kevin?
No.
They might be able to sing anything, honestly.
That's a nice remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
I did not hear any of it. Yeah.
Monty, who's it from?
Foreigner?
No. Bruce?
I don't know.
Don't know. But Warren?
I do not know.
Steve?
Stevie Nicks.
What? Stevie Nicks.
That was very nicely done. Steve V. Nicks. See what he did, guys? I did.
In that.
That's well played.
Good job.
I was going to say Fleetwood Mac, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, yeah. Same diff.
I wasn't.
Same.
It's a joke.
Also, Keith Urban did his where he just sits and sings. So he did it at on a different show, and they did it last night where he's just Keith Urban.
As messed up as me, all alone, all your friends.
I'm going to tell you, if you want to know what somebody says when what they mean when you say, he has a cry in his voice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And you hate the truth. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
He's so good at that.
There's so much talent there.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
So, Jay, yeah. I listened to him with Rob Lowe on his podcast.
Yeah.
on the Rob Lowe podcast, and they were live like in L.A. or something. They had a live audience, which is not normal. But I didn't know how Keith was going to be because I haven't heard him do a lot of interviews, really. And he was so funny. He just had a lot of great little one-liners here and there. But then also, you know, they'd just be talking and Rob Lowe would be like, dude, there's a guitar sitting there. Can you please play something? And
he'll
just pick it up and just play. And he's so doggone good.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
He did talk one thing about something that I never hear him talk about, which is his sobriety, right?
Okay, yeah.
He, you know, Keith went through a real rough thing with cocaine addiction and all sorts of bad stuff, right? And he has been clean, I think, for 18 years, is what he said. So, and Rob Lowe's like 30 years, so they were talking about it. And Keith goes, yeah, see, the thing is, like, I don't talk about it much, he said, because for me, I don't hate alcohol, and I don't hate drugs, and I don't, he goes, you know, they're just not for me. He goes, I can't do it. But that doesn't mean I don't want people to show up at my show and have drinks and have a good time. And he's like, I want people to enjoy life within there the way that they can enjoy life. And he goes, it just doesn't work for me. I'm allergic to, you know, alcohol and drugs. He goes, I'm allergic to them.
Right.
Because every time I have some, I break out in cuffs.
Okay, that's
there you
funny.
Go.
I did so like it.
He kind of has an interesting angle.
He has that same attitude I noticed with country music from that clip, you know, where he talks about the fact that just because your opinion of country music isn't the same as everybody else, because people a lot of times will say,
yes,
that's not country.
Oh, right.
You know,
absolutely.
And
we hear it all the time.
He addressed that. And I'll play it as soon as I click this button.
Don't you think it's a different genre than what your dad grew up? Oh, it's way different than Johnny Cash.
Of course it is. Yeah. But it changes. It's always changed. Every generation, every decade, it changes and morphs and becomes something else. And that's why I take issue with people who kind of go, oh, that's not country music. I always want to say, that's not your country music. It's somebody else's. I get it that it's not your kind of country music. But no, nobody has the right to claim what a genre is.
In any genre.
It's always changing.
In any art. By the way, whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, you can go, that's not my jazz. You go, well, it's probably not. Because if you don't like it, it's probably not yours. Your jazz is this. That's somebody else's jazz.
Well, it's even in comedy. It's like, well,
totally.
That's,
exactly.
It's not, it doesn't make me laugh, but that,
yes,
you know.
But you can't say that's not comedy.
Well, I mean, you can, depending on who says it. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
it's a good point. That
it's a great point.
Not everything's for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of how that works, yeah.
Yep.
Well, there you go. There's a little look at the, what is it last night? Warren, what was it called? The?
Oh, gosh. Academy.
P.
Huh?
P. Starts with a P.
I've forgotten already.
People's.
Oh, People's Choice Country Awards.
There it is. Look at him go, guys. Look at him go.
You had to help me out there.
I'm here for you, buddy.
I have it recorded. I'll be watching it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know Modest Mouse.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Very good stuff.
Kevin James.
Isn't that Monty's nickname?
Who?
Monty's nickname?
Monty's nickname. Nickname is Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Modest Mouse Monty.
Warren, what do you come up with this?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we have some last chances to qualify for the CMA Awards show Fly Away yet. We're going to give away some Michael Carbonaro tickets. That would be a great show. You ever watch that show, The Carbonaro Effect? Warren, you ever watched?
I certainly have. Yeah, he's awesome.
It's a great show. Yeah,
he's very good.
Very fun.
Magician, illusionist. What is he technically?
I think illusionist, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that seems like the right one.
But very unique style how he does things. Yeah. It's very fun.
We got some tickets for that to give away for you here in just a smidge, so hold on. Just a smidge.
I thought he was the weather guy.
Could be.
Huh?
Hey, it's me, Michael Carbonaro, with the weather.
It does sound like a weather guy.
He probably could pull it off, yeah.
Who's the guy on the Weather Channel? What's his name?
The really famous one.
Yeah.
What's his name, Kevin? The guy that's on...
Jim Cantore.
That's it.
So same thing.
Yeah, Michael Carbonaro, Jim Cantore.
Could be the name of a restaurant too.
Carbonaro's for sure. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, serve me up.
It does, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
$23.95 for that.
Guys, we invented a game a long time ago. TV stole it. We still play it. It's called Password.
Password.
So let's play. Kevin, how do you want to do the teams with you being there and not here?
Well, I guess I could just.
The clue giver. You could be the clue giver.
I could be a clue giver. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, I like what he did there.
I will always hear the word.
What if we just did teams of two, and Kevin gives the clues, and we just go back and forth, and it's a two-person, and Kevin always does the teams, and we each get, like, a guess.
Ooh, okay.
That's absolutely brilliant. Or he could just take his headphones off.
No, it's too hard. He can't time it out. Bruce, you and I are a team. I just decided.
Okay.
I'm glad. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, Monty.
I'll try hard, Monty.
So, everybody takes their headphones off. Except Kevin. He'll be the only one who knows the word. Then we'll get two guesses per word. Here we go.
This will be interesting.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. You ready?
Yes, sir, Steve.
All right. The password is escalator.
Escalator.
I'm waving them back.
All right, here we go. All right, everybody gets a guess.
Everybody.
Bruce, you and I can go first. Here we go, Kevin. Kay.
Elevator.
You can guess, too. We'll each get a guess. What do you think it is, Bruce?
Shaft.
That's a good guess. Elevator. Gosh. Escalator.
Oh. Nicely done, Jay.
Oh, that's where I was going to go. Oh. I was going to go escalator.
Congratulations, Jay.
Yeah. You guys have worked together before.
All right,
really.
Headphones off. Here we go again.
Oh, headphones. Wow. Just a second here.
You don't have to leave. It's fine. Yeah. No, you don't have to leave.
Where are you going?
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
You go to work.
All right, Kevin, here we go. The password is soap.
Soap.
All right, I'm waving them back.
Steve. Thank you, Steve. Monty had to take a call, so he had to step out of the room.
Yeah, he's important stuff.
Yeah. Warren, I guess you go, but you're on your own, but you can have two guesses.
So it's Warren on his own.
He can have two guesses, though, since Monty's not here.
Okay, thanks. Right.
Boy, I think I'm going to screw this one up, Warren, but we're going to give it a try anyways with handball.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay.
Well, you did the right thing. You picked a word after the word
hand. So now you can guess a second time, but you don't get a second clue because, you know.
Yeah. Gesture.
And gesture. Oh, wow. Oh, well, you know what?
Is that now right? to Jay and Bruce.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Bruce. Here we go.
Suds.
Suds.
I'm going to say soap.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well done.
I should have said suds at the beginning. Yeah. My bad,
Steve,
Warren.
Producer Steve, say it again. You two have worked together.
Oh, I'm sorry. You two have worked together.
Yeah, thank you. All right, here we go, round three. Nope. Warren, you can go second this time. So maybe it'll be an advantage.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Kevin.
The password is forehead.
Yeah.
Forehead.
All right, I'm waving him back.
All right, we're ready to go. All right, Kevin, you get Bruce and I first.
Oh man.
He doesn't seem to like this one, guys. I'm going to tell you that right now. He doesn't seem to like it.
It's a little difficult. Mm-hmm. They all seem like they're easy to get in two clues, right? Like you go,
if
I do this and then that put on top of it,
I agree.
It might get everybody there. But when it's just by itself, it's like, ah.
Do the second clue first.
Do the second clue first.
I mean, it's an interesting thought. Yeah,
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, what is wrong with you, Kevin?
What in the heck is wrong with me? We will go with
seriously.
Wrinkly. It's terrible.
Wrinkly.
That's not bad.
I'm gonna say. What do you think, Bruce? I'll say
prune.
Prune. Oh, prune's a good one.
Oh.
Gosh, I want to say elderly, but that would never be the word. Maybe I should say grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You guys have worked together before?
Maybe not on that one, huh?
Eyebrows.
Wrinkly eyebrows. Monty, wrinkly eyebrows is the clue so far. And you and Warren each get a guess. I mean, I don't know. Don't look at me. I didn't make the clues up.
Yeah. Forehead?
Forehead is it.
Zero confidence.
Good job.
Comes in off the bench and gets that one.
Yeah, just walks right in.
Wow.
It bothers my wife because my forehead is really wrinkled.
Oh, boy, it is.
Boy, now that you've said it, it bothers me.
I don't. Yeah.
his clue was wrinkly eyebrow?
Yeah.
Wrinkly.
That's
wrinkly.
Too hard.
Well, no, it was too close.
Got it.
Thank you for being the police of the rules, though. I do appreciate that.
Like, that's two words.
I heard the sirens and everything.
Yeah. Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood have combined for a new song. It's called I'm Gonna Love You. And it just was released late last night, so we've got it for you right here, right now. It's Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.